This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura. Food stamps turned 50 this year, and use of the program has soared, especially recently. One in seven Americans uses food stamps today, more than twice the rate in the year 2000. Last year, the food stamp program infused the economy with $76 billion. Over the next few days, our wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark is going to look at what this growth in food stamps can tell us about the American economy today. She starts things off by shining light on some of the biggest financial winners of the food stamp program, ones that mostly fly under the radar, not low-income families, but the Fortune 500 corporations where they shop.
As the clock struck midnight last night, some lines of computer code got triggered. And in that instant, hundreds of millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, got zapped into little plastic debit cards tucked into wallets and purses across the country. Depending on where you live, this will happen at different midnights throughout the month until 47 million Americans receive their monthly food stamp benefits, on average about $130 a person. And within minutes of getting that money, people will start spending it.
This little dude right here needs breakfast in the morning, and so you just come at night and get it over with.
I met Yolanda Ballard and her 8-year-old son recently outside a Walmart supercenter in Dayton, Ohio. It was 12:15 a.m. and snowing, and they were pushing a shopping cart toward their car.
I spent almost $98.
$98?
Yeah.
Ballard is a widow in her 40s with a part-time job at the discount store Dollar General. She'd love to work full-time, but so far no luck. Ballard's food stamp card had just been recharged, a big relief since her benefits usually run out by the third week of the month.
And then you're kind of really low on groceries, so then you're kind of putting stuff together and trying to make it happen until your stamps come.
Now, in the news, in politics, a lot of focus gets put on the Yolanda Ballards of America. Who gets food stamps, whether they deserve them, what kind of food they spend them on. But what gets relatively little attention is where that money goes after the food gets scanned, rung up.
Total comes to $190.68.
And paid for.
Here's your receipt. Thank you. You have a nice day.
Because that money doesn't just disappear. It becomes revenue, lots of revenue, for businesses. Last year, a record $76 billion flowed from the U.S. Treasury into people's food stamp cards and on into the cash registers of more than 240,000 stores, each one approved by the federal government to participate in the food stamp program. You can think of food stamps as a government subsidy with two lives. First, a subsidy for poor people to buy food, and then a stimulus for corporations that sell that food at a profit. So let's pay some attention right now to how this second food stamp subsidy really works.
At our store, at least, it's always the same.
On those nights when food stamp cards get recharged and customers rush into stores to buy stuff, Anthony Pettiford has been on the other side of that transaction. He used to work at a Kroger supermarket in Fairborn, Ohio, and he says you could hear the food stamp dollars coming.
You have carts that are just full, and it's funny because the noise that a cart makes when it's stacked and it's heavy is this loud squeaky noise, and that's all you hear in the stores. it's just mind-numbing.
Bread, meats, milk, cheese.
Store inventory follows the rhythm of food stamp dollars. Mary Burkett, an assistant manager at a Walmart supercenter in Huber Heights, Ohio, told me on the days food stamp cards get recharged, her store stocks up on certain things.
All the staples that you'd have at your house is usually what disappears the fastest. So you want to make sure you talk to your vendors. If you don't have your staples and everything, you know, customers are going to be upset. You'll lose sales.
Just how much in sales does any particular company get through the food stamp program? Well, that's where things get tricky. We don't actually know because the information is secret. For one, stores don't want to share that information.
We don't provide our market share data on any categories or anything like that.
David Tovar is a company spokesman for Walmart, which takes in a lot of food stamp dollars, though they don't like to say how many.
It's generally proprietary in nature.
And if you put yourself in Tovar's shoes, you can see why Walmart or any other store would want to keep this stuff confidential. Even basic things like how many food stamp dollars go to a particular store in a particular location, that's valuable market information.
I think any information that a retailer shares about how they're serving customers and how they're going to market would be interesting to lots of other retailers.
But say you're not a retailer Say you're just someone who wants to know how this government program meant to fight hunger really works and who it works for. You might wonder which stores profit the most from food stamps, what kinds of foods they promote and sell, what their business practices are. And typically, if a business participates in a government program, you can find out how much they're getting paid. But in the case of food stamps?
Up to this point in time, we have not been able to release such data.
Kevin Concannon is the Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. His agency has long claimed it is forbidden by law from sharing data about food stamp sales, that there's a provision that protects certain retailer information from being shared. Recently, a federal appeals court ruled the USDA has been misinterpreting that law and sent the issue to be reviewed by a lower court. And in fact, even Kevin Concannon from the USDA thinks this food stamp sales information would be good to share.
I think it's in the interest of the American public. These are public benefits that are moving through the economy.
But when I asked Concannon about his agency's efforts in court to keep this data private and whether he would press them to give that fight up.
Well, the first thing I'd have to do is talk to the lawyers before I declare on Marketplace what they should do.
Which is all to say that for now, at least, we still don't know just how much money stores make from the food stamp program. But we do know that money really matters.
Hi, this is Carol Schumacher, Vice President of Investor Relations for Walmart Stores, Inc.
Walmart shareholders have been learning the bottom line value of food stamps recently, starting when the company explained disappointing profits and fourth quarter store sales in a recorded earnings call earlier this year. Congress had just reduced food stamp benefits, officially called SNAP for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, by about $30 a family. Some of Walmart's top executives, Bill Simon, Rosalind Brewer, and Charles Hawley, all blamed their company's sales slump on bad weather and
SNAP benefit reductions.
The reduction in SNAP benefits.
The reduction in SNAP that really hit us in the fourth quarter.
And it's not just Walmart, though it likely receives the most food stamp dollars. Walmart did confirm for me that it takes in an estimated 18% of all food stamp spending. That's a share worth about $13 billion. But food stamps have become baked into the business models of lots of big-name stores since the Great Recession. The number of stores authorized to accept food stamps has more than doubled since the year 2000. A few years ago, the CEO of Family Dollar told shareholders that expanding into the now multi-billion dollar food stamp market represented a, quote, significant opportunity that would help their stores weather the bad economy. The more people struggle to get by, the more valuable food stamps become for business.
We look forward to being your partner in this very important enterprise.
The value of food stamp dollars for retailers is something the USDA uses as a selling point, like in this food stamp training video that they send to stores that apply to be in the food stamp program.
Thank you for participating.
It's a symbiotic relationship. The government needs stores to make SNAP or food stamps work and serve low-income people. So why not remind stores what's in it for them?
Accepting SNAP benefits can be a profitable part of your operation.
Profitable for companies and potentially for their workers, too. Kevin Concannon with the USDA told me a story about a visit he made to a supermarket chain in Texas called HEB.
And I was standing in a store in the San Antonio area with the vice president of the company.
The company vice president started pointing at clerks behind the counter.
And he said, "See these folks here? We are able to employ more of those or to employ them with more hours per month due directly to the financial impact of food stamp benefits."
But there's something else important to point out about the jobs people get at stores that profit from food stamps. In many cases, at many different stores, those jobs pay so little, the store's own workers depend on food stamps, too. More on that tomorrow. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.